This piece was brought to you by the International Culinary Center, culinarycenter.com. HeritageRadioNetwork.org.
Pleasure.
On the outskirts of the city of Puebla in Mexico, Josue Aguilar Roldan goes to his fields twice a day to harvest the sap, or aguamiel, from his 60 maguey plants. The landscape is dry, and aside from the enormous plants that reach up to 10 feet tall, the fields are spotted with corn and a few goats. Josue uses a tool called acocote to suck the aguamiel out of the maguey plants, a certain kind of agave. The acocote was traditionally made out of a gourd, but is now made out of fiberglass. Pulque is an undistilled, mildly alcoholic drink. Josue leaves the maguey sap to ferment for about a week in order to produce pulque. He checks on it every day. From years of practice, he knows when it's just right. Good pulque should have a sweet flavor and is rich in vitamins and nutrients.
Josue makes around 700 liters of pulque per week.
Pulque can be traced all the way back to the Aztecs. It was considered sacred and was usually drunk during rituals, festivals, and sometimes orgies. Yes, Aztec orgies. Pulquerías, or pulque bars, have traditionally been a very important part of Mexican culture. You could find them on every street corner.
I've been making pulque for around 25 years. It has been passed down through generations. My dad learned how to do it from my grandfather, and I learned how from my dad. Now, we hope that it will continue that way with my kids.
Josue has been making pulque for around 25 years, but he continues to struggle with the production. When he sells the pulque, the buyers give him around 5 pesos per liter, or about 30 cents in US dollars. That's 5 times cheaper than beer in Mexico. One of the difficult aspects of pulque production is that it requires a lot of time and labor. The maguey plants take 10 years to mature. Once it is mature, it will only produce sap for anywhere from 2 months to a year before it dies. During this time, Josue has to harvest the sap from his plants twice a day. That means he cannot leave the land for more than a couple of hours, and he has to rely on a middleman to do the distribution. Another problem is that pulque, because it is undistilled, is very perishable. Small producers, like Josue, have to get their product out to the market while it's still fresh. Pulque is at its best 2 or 3 days after it's made, so it can't travel far. So small producers are struggling to compete against commercial pulque manufacturers, who make pulque on a large scale, pasteurize it, and sell it to retailers in cans. That's how a bar in New York, 2,000 miles away from Puebla, gets to serve pulque to their customers. We spoke to Mishi Torgov, the bar manager at Pulqueria in Chinatown.
Pulque does and can spoil, granted that is part of the fermentation process. So pulque is fermented, whereas tequila mezcal is fermented and then distilled, so you're left with a much stronger alcohol content in tequila mezcal. Pulque stays around 4 to 6%, which is similar to like a beer, but in terms of its texture and viscosity, it's much more similar to an unfiltered sake or a wine of that nature, like a really full-bodied wine. Now, granted, it's much more citrusy. It's definitely earthier than wine. But I think with the, because you can buy pulque in stores, not many, but there are a couple stores that do sell it, and they do sell it in cans. We get our pulque from a Mexican distributor who distributes pulque as well as other Mexican sodas.
But commercial pulque isn't quite the same as a traditionally produced drink.
Well, I think the biggest difference is the texture in Mexico or Mexico City, because there's so many different towns or pueblos that make pulque, kind of like their home batches or recipes. The pulque that we get isn't nearly as thick and sappy.
We asked Mishi why pulque isn't as popular as it used to be. You can't find a pulqueria on every street corner anymore. And his bar is one of the only places to find pulque in New York.
It's definitely a niche market. I've read and heard a bunch of different reasons as to why pulque hasn't really exploded in the sense of sales as like Mexican beers or tequila or mezcal. Even Bacanora and Macias, which are other agave-based spirits, have a little more recognition.
Pulqueria runs through about 12 gallons of the stuff every week, but still, that doesn't even come close to their margarita sales. For pulque producers back in Puebla, that's not great news. Josue, who learned how to harvest aguamiel from his father, said that the tradition seems to be dying out.
Now there are only 3 of us left making pulque to sell. Either way, nobody really drinks pulque around here anymore.
Josue's son, still young, does not seem interested in the business. He would like to study and go to college, he said. This is Yvette Cabrera, in collaboration with Amrita Gupta for HeritageRadioNetwork.org. Thanks for listening.
Heritage Radio Network is a member-supported nonprofit organization broadcasting over 30 live shows a week. To learn more and donate, visit our website or connect with us on iTunes, Stitcher, Facebook, Twitter, Tumblr, and Instagram for more.